Until somebody says, hey, Kiko, you are the chair. Big mistake.
However, there was a financial model which was used to cost each and every item on the contract. So we have to go back to the financial model to say for those items that have not been delivered, how much was envisaged to have been paid, well, to have been paid for that. And those are the amounts that we can maybe claim back. The de-scoping, I wouldn't say is the penalty, but basically those would be the possible savings for those systems that we think up to now have not been delivered. So therefore, we agree not to go ahead with them with the current partner. So there will be possible savings to say, because you were meant to deliver this as well, and it hasn't been delivered, therefore this amount was meant for that. So we are no longer going to pay for it because it wasn't delivered. So there will be a possible savings from that. The other issue, or the other item that there will be possible claims from the partners is the user devices. In terms of the contract, when it was agreed upon, there was a count of user devices in the department, and it was, I think it amounted to 4,600. User devices are those devices that are given to the users, I would think the laptops and the desktop. The contract also anticipated that, or gave an allowance for the to the triple partner or any department to say the number of those users can increase up to 6,000 before it triggers the increase in the amount that is paid for them. What I have noted is that the triple P partner, as way back as 2005, increased or requested the amount to increase, stating that it has reached the 6,000 mark that was mentioned in the contract. Unfortunately, the records that have been provided to me by the human resource unit does not support that. As a result, I am looking into it with possibly claiming back the overpayment on the users that we have been paying ever since 2005. Those are the possible areas. Unfortunately, I cannot, at this stage, mention the amounts because we still have to investigate, quantify, and liaise with our partner to say these are the amounts. If ever there are any disputes, we take it from them. Thanks.
There's one question I submitted by the Honorable Chamber around the land mutual system. Why was the determination was based on the audit findings that were done at the time, and the DG then decided to terminate any particular pilot about the compensation from the trade to look at if the system was matching these requirements to a large extent, which it is. But based on the audit findings at the time and the lack of the resources that the department had to implement that system, that was the reasons why it was terminated.
Thanks, Honorable Shepherd. And I think on the necessary processes in place to monitor the spending of that 600